Ladies and gentlemen, we all heard the news and information. Every time we turn around, inflation is going up. Interest rates are going up. All around us, it seems like doomsday. You're seeing the market go down. You're seeing companies like FTX file for bankruptcy. Crypto is down. Real estate is cooling off. Stock market is cooling off. What are we going to do now? Businesses, Amazon is laying off thousands of workers. It seems like it's a doomsday. It seems like things are getting cold outside, like it is here in the mile high, rocky city of Denver. So, ladies and gentlemen, but there is an advantage to everything. I'm going to talk about in this episode, what are the four ways you can benefit from rising interest rates? And I'm going to talk about why the interest rates are rising and ways you can utilize it to your advantage. Not everything can be bad. There's some good information. But make sure you like and subscribe. And tell all your friends of them. And if you forgot so already, please go ahead.
Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dice, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from this beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to do what? Jump straight into it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am, first of all, glad to be back. I have been gone for a little while. I have been gone for traveling, getting some things done, getting, you know, life has been getting a little busy for me with my internships in private equity and retiring here from the military, traveling, things like that. Haven't been able to get to you guys and girls like I wanted to, but I'm definitely going to pick this information back up for you guys. But if you haven't done so already, ladies and gentlemen, let's get straight into it. Now, the four things or the four reasons that I tell people, hey, Prince, that we got these rising interest rates, so what? What can we do? We can't do anything about it. We know why interest rates are rising, because we have inflation, right? We have inflation going on in the market, meaning that, you know, we pushed all this money to the economy. Now the Federal Reserve is trying to figure out ways to slow down or to combat inflation. Now, ways the Federal Reserve can do this is, number one, let's talk about it, is to raise interest rates. Every time you turn around, every month, interest rates up 75 basis points. Interest rates are going up. You got to ask yourself, what are the benefits to this? Number one, first thing you can do, this is making cheaper house prices. For prime example, you saw housing prices jump up. You know, I purchased a home back in 2-3 years ago, and the home almost jumped up $200,000 in 2 years, 2-3 years. Now you're seeing housing prices starting to creep down, starting to stabilize, and starting to pull back. What does that mean? This is going from a seller's market into a buyer's market. Rising interest rates. Now interest rates on a 30-year mortgage is 7 to 8%. When you have interest rates go up, that brings the prices of a house down. You can always negotiate interest on a house, but you can never negotiate the price of a house. For prime example, if I pay $400,000 for a house, that is it. I paid $400,000 for it. You cannot go back and renegotiate the price, but you can renegotiate the interest. So with that being said, now that housing prices are calming down, you can get your house for $500,000, let's say at a 7% interest rate, and maybe in a year or two from now, you can renegotiate that interest rate down from 7%, maybe to 6%, 5%, 4%. I don't think we're going to see 2% anytime soon. So number one, it is making housing prices cheaper and more affordable because you can renegotiate your interest rates later, right? Number two, right? I wish I had a little drum roll here. But number two, here's the number two thing. The number two thing is you can now purchase assets for cheaper, aka stocks. We see the S&P 500 as of today down 17%. You are seeing the darling pinky of stocks. Amazon is now down almost 40% on the year. You are seeing Amazon, Google, Facebook, Apple, these companies that were Jesus picks 2-3 years ago, the whole entire tech sector, especially, and the retail sector, you are seeing blood in the streets all over the market. So guess what? Remember, Amazon used to cost $3,000 a share. Now you can get it for under $100. right? For a tank of gas, or at least for me, for my truck, I can't even get it, not a tank of gas for $90. So for prime example, you are seeing blood on the streets everywhere you look across the market. You're looking at Uber, Amazon, Facebook, Coca-Cola, you name them. These companies are all struggling in general. What does that mean? Everybody was so hyped on stocks in 2020, 2019, 2018, even 2021 last year. But now when the market takes a downturn and everybody has the recession talks, everybody is scared to invest. Everybody was so excited to invest when the market was doing well. Now everybody's scared to invest now when it should be the other way around. Now is the time, if you can afford to, get into investing or to dollar cost average or to purchase more. Now, me personally right now, am I buying stocks every single month? No, I think we got a little bit more bottoming out to do. But as interest rates continue to rise, it retracts assets because what else the Federal Reserve is doing? They are also reducing their balance sheets, meaning selling stocks. And that's billions of dollars leaving the market every month, which is pushing stock prices down. And when you have those upward pressures, I'm talking about the people who got 5 years or more to invest. There you go. Cheaper stocks. Number three, now you have the opportunity to your savings accounts are becoming relevant again. Remember, savings accounts used to get 0.10%. You're seeing savings accounts start to pay more to you, right? Now, when you see companies, now you can get more money for putting money into a money market account or a savings account. Another thing you can do is refinance your debt, meaning that if you have debt that you had at 8% or credit card or whatever, refinancing the interest that you're paying on your debt, maybe on your car, maybe on your credit card or something like that. Look at ways to refinance the interest rates, because if interest rates continue to go up, you may want to lock in a rate now before they go even higher. So look at ways to refinance debt that you already owe, because debt, as interest rates go up, debt is becoming more and more expensive. So you can refinance. Number four, this is one that's going to come out on an interview here that I think y'all will find very interesting. A guy told me, when you look at a recessionary period, he spoke about when Denver went through a very hard time back in the 70s, I believe. Companies was going out of business. Companies was going bankrupt. He knew a company that he was supplying that was going bankrupt. So he went to the company and said, hey, before you guys go bankrupt, liquidate everything, you guys have about $1 million worth of assets and furniture and trucks and old things that I can possibly use. Can I purchase this off of you? And the cash strap company said, yeah, it's pretty much junk to us. So he was able to buy $1 million worth of assets for $80,000. I know that's very surprising to you. It's very surprising to me. I can't wait till his interview drop, but I got a couple interviews before that. But he owns one of the largest businesses here in Colorado, especially the furniture business. And he was able to buy $1 million worth of assets for $80,000 because a company was going bankrupt. As interest rates go up, you're going to see more companies start to lay off. You're going to see unemployment numbers start to go up, and you're going to see companies hit hard times. And when those companies hit hard times, this could be the time to enter the market of buying a business. A business that you may know and love and grown to know, and it may be a restaurant that may be going out of business. And this restaurant that's going out of business, you may not want the entire restaurant, but you might can go in there and buy the stove and the blender and the cash machine and whatever assets they may have. So when companies get into hard times during a recessionary period and rising interest rates, because the last time we had this problem back in 81, the Federal Reserve was by the name of a guy by the name of Paul Volcker. He raised interest rates all the way until we went into recession. So keep an eye out. You may be able to purchase assets for rock bottom prices for companies that are going out of business. So for prime example, looking at Amazon, you're seeing Amazon laying off 10,000 employees. They're closing up buildings, whatever. It may be a chance. It may be a time to get on the phone and find out who owns that building. You might be able to get that building for a lower or cheaper price. So it's not all doomsday that everybody loves to think about it. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen, this time too will pass. So let's go back over a recap. Number one, you're getting cheaper housing prices because you're seeing interest rates are driving down prices of houses. And you're seeing the market go from a seller's market into a buyer's market, right? So that's one thing. You can always renegotiate the interest rate on the house, but you can never renegotiate the price. At least I don't know of that. And if you do know you can renegotiate a price that you already signed and guaranteed for, please contact me and send me an email, because I would definitely know to renegotiate on prices. Number two, you're seeing the stock market getting beat up. It's blood on the streets. You're seeing crypto almost disappear. I can't say about cryptos because, like I told everybody, I felt it was a lottery ticket, and I really can't base it off of anything. It's too new. So right now you're seeing cheaper stocks, Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, all of these companies you are starting to see fall off the face of the earth. Number three, refinance that debt, ladies and gentlemen. Look into ways that you can refinance your debt before interest rates go even higher. Number four, also on top of that, your savings accounts are becoming relevant again. You can make money now from savings as interest rates going up. Those money market accounts, look at those iFunds. You can get an iFund, take your tax return, put it into an iFund that's paying 6% over the next 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. That is something that I want to show you and tell you guys. Number four, buying businesses that go into bankrupt. You might be able to find an old grocery store that is going out of business, and that grocery store goes out of business, you may be able to go in there and buy some old freezers for pennies on the dollar. You might be able to find an old restaurant and be able to buy their old stove and kitchens for pennies on the dollar. Old laptops, that companies that are going out of the way, because guess what? Sad to say, companies will go out of business. You know, so there you go. Those are your four things you can say there. Oh, that's my guy, Al. Al, what's going on? Al, checking in live. Y'all, this is my first live in a long time, but with these rising interest rates, these are some ways. Like I said, Jake Jab, that's his name. Jake Jab, he owns American Furniture Warehouse, and he told me exactly how he purchased $1 million worth of assets for $80,000. That's right. He found a furniture company that was going bankrupt, going out of business in the 70s. Everybody was leaving Denver. The oil companies left Denver. Everybody was going away. And he went in and found this company that was going bankrupt. They had a bunch of trucks. They had a bunch of furniture. They had a store that they brought. They had empty buildings, empty warehouses, stacked with furniture that nobody wanted. And they said, hey, we'll practically give it away to you because we're going bankrupt anyway. He said, well, I got 80 grand cash. They said, sure. He gave him the 80 grand cash. He got $1 million worth of assets that nobody wanted. Everybody was leaving Denver. And he weathered the storm. And now 70% of the furniture that's sold in Colorado comes through him, a company that's doing $1 billion a year. But that interview is coming to you too. But that one's going to take a little while. But anyway, there you go. Cheaper houses. You can renegotiate the price, not the interest rates. Cheaper stocks. You're seeing stocks go down. Also, you can refinance your debt and you can save money and actually make money. And number four, looking out and finding businesses and purchasing the assets, not the liabilities, buying the assets off of people who have gone into despair. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank y'all for all y'all support throughout the years of supporting me whether I'm here, not gone. I've been gone for a little while. Coming back, y'all always are here to support me. I'm really very appreciative of that. Being patient with me as I bring y'all this content, but I'm going to keep bringing y'all this content. Hopefully y'all like something out of this. Y'all got something out of it. Y'all go hit the subscribe button, hit the like button. Go check us out on the Spotify podcast, anywhere you can get podcasts in the world, and check out that book series, Wesley Learns, and make a donation and a contribution to the Wesley Learns book drive, teaching kids about investing, credit, and insurance. Every dollar you donate will be matched up to 10 grand to give kids books across the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be my time for today. I thank y'all for tuning in live and the people that catch the playback. I'm definitely appreciative of y'all. Y'all already know my name is Prince Dykes. I'm the Prince of Investing. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy y'all see me doing around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you. Roll my theme.